Whether President Trump's travel ban discriminates against Muslims was again debated in a courtroom in Seattle. This time, it was a panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considering upholding an injunction against the ban issued by a federal judge in Hawaii. As 88.5's Paula Whistle tells us, some of the discussion harkened back to a presidential order issued during World War II.
The Trump administration says the travel ban isn't discriminatory because it doesn't specifically reference Islam. But in court, Judge Richard Paez pointed out that when President Franklin Roosevelt issued his executive order 75 years ago, he also didn't mention residents of Japanese heritage, and yet the order was used to send more than 100,000 Japanese Americans to internment camps. The attorney representing the government, Jeffrey Wall, said President Trump's order shouldn't be compared to Roosevelt's. But Neil Katyal, who was representing Hawaii, said there are important lessons to learn from that past, like what happened to Gordon Hirabayashi, who in the 1940s, as a UW student, challenged the internment order in court.
This very courthouse, which tried, convicted, and then later exonerated Gordon Hirabayashi, stands as a physical reminder about what is at stake.
At the moment this was being discussed, just blocks away, the King County Council was unveiling a plaque to honor Gordon Hirabayashi for, quote, his faith in the Constitution. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.